بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عود المريض وأطعم الجائع وفك العاني. رواه البخاري. العاني العسير. أبو موسى رضي الله تعالى narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: visit the sick, feed the hungry person, and free those who are in captivity. As we mentioned yesterday, freeing captives can refer to assisting those in debt. The last few ahadith that we have discussed, which as we mentioned is pertinent to the coming of the month of Ramadan, is one of the what we call tarbiyah, spiritual training that each of us has to exercise and try and imbibe within ourselves, is this quality of being what we call manfaat, a source of benefit to others, and to identifying with the plight and the hardship and the difficulty of those who are being tested, who are going through some sort of difficulty and hardship in this world. For that, part of taqwa, part of the akhlaq and character of a believer, an essential part which used to, was actually like a magnet and used to shine in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that Sahaba-i-Kiram, they, having observed the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also developed this quality within themselves to an extreme level, in fact to a level which is what we call darbul mathal. Darbul mathal, in other words, an example has been set in the sands of time right up to Qiyamah. A level of generosity, a level of kindness, a level of compassion, a level of sacrifice for others that is unparalleled. You know of incidents, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha at times would spend thousands on the poor and wouldn't even leave behind enough food for her own iftar. Allah ta'ala in the Quran testifies to this great quality of generosity that existed among Sahaba-i-Kiram. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that they would give preference to others over themselves even though they were khasasa, means extremely hungry, in great and dire need, yet they would identify with the plight of others. We know generally in our jamaat circles also, example very often quoted of the Sahabi who is dying of thirst on the battlefield, water is presented to him, he hears the cry of someone else, he says, go and assist that person. And like that piece of bread or food, person is dying, presented to him, he says, no, present it to somebody else. And that person leaves this world in this condition of hunger or condition of thirst, having given preference to others over himself. If you look in the Quran, there is one very, very interesting analogy. Quran, obviously, this is that kalam that itself is a living miracle. However, unfortunately, many of us, that munasabat, that link, that association with Quran is not there. Sometimes it's difficult for us to truly appreciate the beauty of the example. Find that there are many, many acts of ibadat which can be extremely difficult. For example, if a person, tell him to make jihad in the path of Allah, jihad is not easy. It requires a great deal of sacrifice. Likewise, Hajj, in those days particularly, arduous journey, tremendous financial impact, etc. Yet we find that many acts of ibadat can be extremely difficult, yet the analogy that Allah Ta'ala gives to encourage towards these is not as unique as the analogy that Allah Ta'ala gives in the Quran to encourage one to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another beautiful aspect of the Quran is that a lot of the examples and analogies were given that are found in the Quran were directed towards what we call مخاطبين أولين. In other words, they could relate more to it. مخاطبين أولين means those who were the first recipients of the Quran. The first recipients of the Quran were people of the desert. People who, for whom traveling, using a horse, conveyance, camel, etc. This was something that was part of their nature. Now, in traveling, particularly in the desert or in mountainous terrain, sometimes you have in Arabic what is called aqaba, in other words, a steep incline. Now, somebody is traveling by horse, when he reaches a deep ravine or a steep incline, what he has to do? He has to do what in Arabic is referred to as iqtiham. Iqtiham is to prepare the horse to make a large leap so that they may be able to cross or traverse the steep path or the incline that is there in front. Now, the larger the incline or the larger the obstacle or the impediment, the more the horse has to be prepared so that by the time it reaches it, it is able to leap over it. That leaping over, that in Arabic is what we call iqtiham. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Aqaba, steep path or obstacle or deep ravine. فَلَقْتَحَمَ, in other words, iqtiham, the large leap. So, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Allah Ta'ala, referring to this analogy, someone is using a horse, traveling in the desert, and now a steep incline is coming. So, beforehand, this animal starts speeding, heading towards that incline, so that it may leap across. So, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. Do you know what is the steep incline? What is that great challenge? What is that very, very difficult, great difficulty, but the joy, the adrenaline that pumps through you when you cross that huge incline, in other words, refers to the extreme reward of having crossed this path of righteousness. So Allah Ta'ala, giving this example, this symbolizes that on the one hand something is very, very difficult, but it is a source of extreme reward. What is it? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ. Freeing the slave, which equals today to helping the oppressed and the imprisoned gain their freedom and their rights. فَكُّ رَقَبَ أَوْ إِطْعَام ذِي مَسْغَبَ. Or feeding, not just feeding, Allah Ta'ala says, the masghaba, those who are in severe hunger. So this analogy, in other words, during crisis, when there is extreme famine, to step forward, to assist, to feed the people. أو إطعام ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة. Yatim, the orphan who is ذا مقربة, near of kin. In other words, whom you are related to. What the Quran is telling us is that charity begins at home. The greatest reward that you will get in any form of charity is for the charity first to be spent upon your needy relatives, kith and kin, those who are related to you. Yatiman dha maqraba. O miskinan dha matraba. O that, look, this is such a beautiful analogy. Miskinan dha matraba. What is a miskin? One is faqir. In Arabic you have this term faqir. Normally we say faqir, poor, fuqara. Faqir is that poor person who has sufficient food till for one day, till the end of the day. And then miskin is that poor person who has nothing. So in other words, the highest form of poverty. So miskinan dha matraba. Allah Ta'ala, if literally translated, the destitute, the poor who is lying in the dust. In other words, they have nothing. Everything has been taken away. Like we see our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Baitul Muqaddas. Everything has been taken away. Totally destitute. So Allah Ta'ala gives this analogy. That just as climbing a steep mountain requires determination, it requires self-control, it requires perseverance, so too does righteousness, overcoming selfishness. Like I mentioned yesterday, our natures are such that there is a proclivity, there is an inclination towards selfishness, towards greed, towards indifference to others, to their plight, to their suffering, worrying more about yourself than others. This is human nature. So to overcome this, to overcome this selfishness, this greed, this indifference to others, this is actually a spiritual struggle. This is an incline. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. By helping others, one ascends spiritually. True piety is not just rituals or acts of ibadat, etc., but making sacrifices for others by choosing what the Quran describes as the steep path, aqaba. A believer rises above selfish desires and he earns true piety. He makes iqtiham, he ascends, he acquires the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's closeness without generosity, Allah's closeness without being a source of manfaat and benefit to others, Allah's closeness and true ittiba and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without helping the poor, visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, assisting those who are thirsty, freeing the slave, assisting those who are in financial difficulty and hardship, this is not possible to acquire Allah's closeness without that. That quality of generosity is an integral part of taqwa. It is an integral part of akhlaq and character. As we can see from all these various ahadith, it's not something easy, something difficult, but the reward is tremendous. So you have to strive, and Allah gives the example. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَمَ الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ. Allah gives the fix.